Chapter 9. I drank what?
I drank what?
Whizfiddle said.
Long life elixir,
Heliok answered, and then he pointed at Claiborne.
His, to be exact.
What does that mean?
It means, Mr. Whizfiddle, that you are going to live for a few thousand more years.
In this old body?
Correct.
What's that other drink for? Whizfiddle said, pointing.
That's to make you younger again.
Whizfiddle lunged for it, but Claiborne was surprisingly faster than expected. The old knight dropped the contents of the shot glass down his throat without pause. A moment later, he fell off the chair and began contorting and groaning for a few minutes. All in all, it looked dreadfully painful. Finally, he rolled onto his back and looked up. The man appeared to be as young as a knight fresh from the academy.
I want one of those, Whizfiddle declared.
A young knight?
Asked Heliok with raised eyebrows.
What? No, I want one of those drinks.
Sorry, Heliok stated. Can't do that.
Why not?
Three reasons, actually, Heliok replied. One, it wasn't yours to take in the first place. Two, we don't have any more in stock at the moment. And three, you have to drink the Make 'em Young potion before drinking the Long Life Elixir, or it doesn't work.
Damn, Whizfiddle said. So I'm going to live in a perpetually old body for thousands of years.
Yep.
What about me?
Claiborne asked as he pulled himself back up to the table.
Can you get me a replacement elixir, since this fool drank mine?
We can, Heliok answered soberly. But it may not be in time.
What do you mean?
Claiborne said, looking himself over.
I'm young again. Certainly I have plenty of time left now, yes?
Sadly, no, Heliok said. You see, the long life elixir slows your aging process down to one day per year, or thereabouts, and it also ceases the growth and aging of diseases. So even though you have a young body again, the disease is still rampant within you. While you look young and fit, you've still got very little time to live.
Then you have not delivered your part of the bargain,
Claiborne said hotly.
I have slayed the noisome dragon as I was told to.
I know,
Heliok replied with his hands up in surrender.
But these are circumstances out of our control.
This isn't fair,
Claiborne pouted.
True, but seeing that Whizfiddle here took your prize, you may have his.
With that, Heliok handed a bag of diamonds over to Claiborne.
What's this?
It's a bag of diamonds.
Hey, said Whizfiddle, those are mine.
And you drank his long life elixir, sir,
Heliok replied tersely.
Well, it wasn't like you had a label on it.
Do you often reach out and grab a drink off a table when you've not ordered it yourself?
Heliok said accusingly.
Well, no.
So there you have it, Mr. Whizfiddle. You got his long life elixir, and he gets your diamonds. Small price to pay on your part, I'd say.
If I weren't 650, maybe,
Whizfiddle argued.
What good will riches do for a man who has 2 weeks left to live?
Said Claiborne as he peered inside the small bag. Whizfiddle felt terrible. It wasn't as though he had intended to take this man's prize, and he certainly wasn't all that fond of the idea of spending another few thousand years in this frail body. But what was he to do? He was planning to retire and wait for his last breath to come along. Now he was going to be stuck working for a very long time so he wouldn't lose his cottage.
Wait a second, dear,
Whizfiddle said, snapping his fingers.
Why can't you order another batch of that stuff for this man?
Yes,
Claiborne said, sitting up straight.
Yes, he's right. Why not do that?
Heliok pulled out a pad of some sort and began typing on it.
According to this, it'll take them a week to make a new batch. They've got a number of units on back order already.
And I have 2 weeks to live,
Claiborne said.
Right, but the shipping time is 10 days.
Can they do expedited shipping? Asked Whizfiddle.
You mean like an overnight kind of thing?
Heliok said. Whizfiddle and Claiborne nodded in answer.
Let's see. Yep, it looks like they can, but it's kind of expensive.
How much?
Asked Claiborne. In answer, Heliok plucked the bag of diamonds back from the knight's hand. Obviously, this made him feel bad, though, because he took out another smaller bag and dropped 3 sizable diamonds into it.
It's still a king's ransom in your world, I would imagine,
said Heliok as he gave the tiny pouch over to Claiborne.
Only if I survive long enough for it to matter,